Governor Bill Walker announced today that he's been diagnosed with prostate cancer. Following his doctor's advice, he will have surgery in December to remove it.
It's certainly treatable. It was found not as a result of any particular symptoms, just regular testing, and which I certainly encourage others to do.
Walker says the diagnosis has not and will not impair his abilities to perform his duties. The cancer was detected on October 21st. Walker made the announcement at his Anchorage office, surrounded by his wife, Donna, other family members, and Lieutenant Governor Byron Mallott. While Walker says the cancer was a private matter, he says he made it public after discussing it with his family, as well as Pennsylvania Governor Tom Wolf, who also has prostate cancer, and Maryland Governor Larry Hogan, who has lymphoma.
There's really no reason not to be public about it. In fact, the good part about being public about it is I want to encourage Alaskans to be tested regularly.
Walker will have the procedure done by a surgeon recommended by his doctor. The surgery is expected to last 3 hours and will be done outside of Alaska, but Walker didn't say where. He says his recovery is expected to take up to a week before he fully returns to his duties.
My doctor here in Anchorage provided me the different options and the pros and cons of each of the options, and I've chosen to go with the with surgery. It's a one time, and I want to be done with this as soon as possible.
Donna Walker says her husband showed no signs of slowing down from the cancer.
Honestly, the man has had one sick day that I can recall, and that's when he broke an arm and a leg jumping on our son's skateboard.
The governor clarified what his wife said, saying he only broke his ankle and wrist and flew to a Valdez City Council meeting the next day. Walker doesn't expect to take medication long term after the surgery, but may use painkillers for a short period.